I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 2016 is almost over, and for many who've proclaimed this the worst year ever, the new year can't get here fast enough. We've lost so many of our cultural icons in 2016. It's also been the year of Brexit and one of our most contentious presidential elections, not to mention what seemed like way more than a year's worth of violence and pain. A few months ago, a poem emerged that seemed to speak to people all over the world in a unique way this year. It went viral over and over again. It's called Good Bones, and its author is Maggie Smith.
Life is short, though I keep this from my children. Life is short, and I've shortened mine in 1,000 delicious, ill-advised ways. 1,000 deliciously ill-advised ways I'll keep from my children. The world is at least 50% terrible, and that's a conservative estimate, though I keep this from my children. For every bird, there is a stone thrown at a bird. For every loved child, a child broken, bagged, sunk in a lake. Life is short, and the world is at least half terrible. And for every kind stranger, there is one who would break you, though I keep this from my children. I am trying to sell them the world. Any decent realtor walking you through a real hole chirps on about good bones. This place could be beautiful, right? You could make this place beautiful.
So it's maybe no surprise that the poem went viral over the summer after the attack at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, but you actually wrote it before then, and I'm just curious what was in your head, what was in your world, in your life when you sat down to write it.
I wrote the poem last summer, actually, or 2 summers ago, summer of 2015. It wasn't for me a political poem. It was a poem written from the point of view of one mother feeling anxious about how to raise kids and explain a world to them that is as wonderful as it is terrible. So the realtor metaphor kind of worked for me because I was thinking, you know, when we were looking for our house, we went through a lot of places with terrible tile and furnaces that were 30 years old. And we were asked to see past those things and think about what we could make it with some hard work. And so I tend to think of the world that way. There's a lot of good there, but we have to figure out how to fix the things that we can to get to those parts.
What about this incredible reaction? I mean, the poem's been interpreted by a dance group in India, translated into Spanish, Italian, French, Korean, et cetera, et cetera. Were you prepared for that? Have you ever known anything like that?
No and no. When I wrote the poem, I didn't even think it was one of my best poems. The poem going viral has more to do with the timing of it. I mean, it came out the week that Joe Cox was murdered and the week of the Pulse.
The member of parliament in Britain.
That's right. So it ended up going viral here for different reasons than it went viral in the UK, because they were focusing on Joe Cox's death and people here were focused on the Orlando massacre. And so in June, when the poem was published, it was sort of this perfect storm of terrible things happening in different places. And then whenever something bad would happen, I would notice my mentions going up on Twitter and the poem would sort of have like a mini resurgence.
Yeah. What's that
it's
like?
It's conflicted. I mean, I have to be honest. I'm happy for the poem, but it's a weird thing to have your success be tied to something that is shared because things are terrible.
Yeah. So what is the role of poetry at a time like this?
I mean, people have been asking me that about the role of poetry in a politically charged environment. And I don't consider myself a political poet, but I do think that art in general can help make us more empathetic. And to me, in times like this, empathy is the one thing I really want my children to have. And I think, you know, poems are sort of empathy machines. They're there to help us see other people's points of view.
So have you told your kids the world is at least 50% terrible?
My 4-year-old can't read yet, so no, he is completely in the dark. But my daughter is 8, and so she has read this poem. She was really disappointed in the outcome of the election, and so we have talked a little bit about when things don't go our way, what can we do to make the world a better place, and how can we work small to make big change, and just doing your best at school and being kind to others. And if we all do those small things, it will make a big difference. And so that's sort of my explaining it to an 8-year-old version of things.
Well, thank you, poet Maggie Smith, who made this place more beautiful this year with her poem, Good Bones.
Thank you.